see what everyone's talking about.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, assalamu alaikum, peace be unto you. Welcome to another episode of The Deen Show. Every week we try to bring you a new show helping you understand the most misunderstood way of life in the world today, which over 1.5 billion people in the world practice today. So you should really get to know Islam, really get to know your local Muslims. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to help you build a better understanding. So that's how we can build tolerance within each other. And that's how we can strive to get to that peace that we're all looking for. So today we're going to be talking to a former Christian youth minister who's on the Deen Show. He's been with us many times before. So stay tuned and we'll be right back with Yusha Evans talking about Dawah to Atheists, Dialogue with an Atheist. We'll be right back on the Deen Show. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
How are you, brother?
Good, alhamdulillah, brother. How are you?
All right,
praise
alhamdulillah.
Be to God.
All praise to God. Thank you for coming out again.
Absolutely.
We're going to be talking today on the Deen Show, Dawah, Dialogue with an Atheist. You know, it's our responsibility, it's our obligation as ones who follow Islam to extend the invitation. Just like you invite somebody over for dinner, you invite them to the ball game, we need to invite people to this wonderful way of life, which is surrender and submission to God alone and not His creation.
Yes.
And from there, everything else falls into place. So sometimes when you're talking to people, you come across somebody who just does not believe in God. How has your experience been with this? And how do you go about talking to someone who does not believe in God?
Well, most people, you know, there's different forms of atheism and agnostics and things of this nature. You know, they'll give you the, you know, that, you know, science, you know, proves there's no God, you know, with the Big Bang and the expansion of the universe and, you know, everything coming together through evolution and Darwin's theory and all of this other stuff. You know, and people have gone and tried to refute this by using, you know, huge scientific means. You have people like Harun Yahya who have gone, you know, and his extensive books on, you know, the proof of the universe, this, that, and the proof inside every other thing. You know, what? Basically, you know, if you can break an atheist to a point down to look, just look around you, you know? Look around you at this beautiful universe. It runs in constant harmony. All these gabillions, numbers that are not even invented of planets, they run in a perfect manner, perfect orbit. They don't cross over each other. They don't have anything. Just look at this world. This world is in the perfect place to sustain life. We're at a couple feet closer to the sun, nothing would live here. A couple feet farther, everything would be frozen. If it rotated on the axis, any different. You know, like all of these
everything
things.
Everything is perfect.
In perfect, I mean, to the exact degree, it's perfect. Everything is in perfect synced harmony. You know, the amount of rain and the amount of evaporation is exact. All of these things scientifically prove that there's a God. And people say, oh, you know, that's come around from the Big Bang and evolution. And, you know, just per chance and things. You know, and I asked a guy one time, an atheist, you know, and I've heard this same analogy used before, that if I went to a Mercedes-Benz factory, say, give me every part that it takes to make a Mercedes. Give me every single piece. Put it in a big bin. They give you every single part, all jumbled up, put it in a big bin. You throw a bomb in there. Blow the whole thing to smithereens. You think you're going to get a Mercedes?
Not at all.
You know, I don't care if you throw 50. The more bombs you throw in there, the less like a Mercedes is going to start to look. So you're going to tell me that a Big Bang, an explosion, created all... And we're talking about a Mercedes, something that was created by human hands. Something that breaks down. Something that one day is going to corrode and fall apart. Look at this Earth. You know, it runs in perfect harmony. Millions of years. Millions and millions, maybe billions of years. It's been going in perfect harmony. Nothing has happened. Look at our body. Our body runs in such a way that it's perfect harmony. Our heart beats, but we don't have to think about it. We breathe without thinking about it. Our brain functions without thinking about it. Our blood vessel. All these things happen without us having to even ponder it even a little bit. The only thing we got to do is put some food and water in it and take care of it and exercise, and it runs perfectly. So you mean to tell me all of this is by chance? Because only someone who is either a fool
will be right back.
You're watching The Dean Show, and this is the mailbag. This is where we take your calls, we take your questions, so any of you wanted to call in. And for future reference, when it's playing as a recording, you won't see the phone number on the screen. And we'll have... Hold on. Okay. Hold on. There we go. So, Michael? Yes. Yes, this is the Dean Show. Go ahead. This is Yusuf Estes. Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Okay. Okay, but ask... You have a question, okay? Alrighty then. We'll do that right now. Keep your TV on and we'll... Okay. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Question. They called in and they're asking us about the subject of how do you prove there's God? And how do you overcome the question when somebody asks you that where did everything come from? And what about the Big Bang? That the universe is coming from a Big Bang, and why don't we just accept that instead of coming up with this creation business? Okay. One of the ways I like to explain it to our students is like this. It's pretty simple. First and foremost, if they're not Muslim, I always remind them that we say, thank you for asking me about my religion, refer to the Quran and the teachings of Muhammad, and make sure they understand that this is not something you're going to make up on the spot. Okay. The next thing, though, is to ask them, what would happen if I take a water glass and I walk out to the pavement and I drop it? And it'll shatter into many pieces, splintered and break, and it'll just be destroyed, you know, glass everywhere. I say, what will happen if I bring another glass and drop it? They say, the same thing. I say, will it be exactly the same? They said, no, it'll be different every time, but it will always be shattered. All right. Now, another thing, when you talk about something just blowing up. We talk about that there was a mass that just blew up and everything came out of that. Just a big bang is what they refer to, a big bang, a blowing up. Now, we know full well about things blowing up. In fact, they are attributing all the blowing up to the Muslims in the world, aren't they? But consider this. Well, if you've seen it and I've seen it on television, it's a horrible thing. It's never beautiful, is it? Is it? No, the only thing that comes out of explosions is chaos. When there is this random blowing up or the random dropping of this glass on the pavement, you'll get mess. You never get order. You don't have order that comes out of chaos. Never, ever. It doesn't happen that way. So how would it be if a tornado went through a junkyard, a salvage yard, and picked all this metal up, the cars and old refrigerators, and threw them up into the air, spun them around, and then suddenly dropped them down, and it turns out that all of it was compact together and made a brand new Mercedes with a motor running. A brand new automobile and a motor running. Would you accept that? You said, this is crazy. This is wilder than a Steven Spielberg sci-fi movie. You're right. It is. Yet when you look to the universe, what do you see? What do you see? You see these spheres going in elliptical orbits, the sun in an orbit, the planets around the sun in orbits, the moons going around the planets, they're in orbits too. And how is that? How does this come about? Stop and think about it. Is it possible that this kind of order comes from an explosion? Without a design, without a plan. And when you look to the microscope, you look at these molecules and you know these also are what? These are round orbs. And the theory of the atom is the same thing, that you have a proton, an electron, a neutron, and these are also spheres going in orbits around other spheres. So what we find under the microscope, we find in the telescope as well. And who is it that designed this? How is this plan all coming together? And a molecule of protein could not be produced by accident if you took all the elements in the universe and slammed them together for billions and billions and billions of times. They would never, ever form the first molecule of protein. And protein is the essence of life itself. We know that all life came out of water. And that's what it says in the Quran 1,400 years ago. All life is brought out of water. Allah said that, that he brought life out of water. Go check it out. Go to scienceislam.com. Prove it for yourself. Okay, let's go back to the show. Already in progress. You're watching The Dean Show.
Only someone who is either a fool or someone who is so stubborn, because if you really, really break it down to most atheists, it's usually not because of these factors. It usually breaks down to something like, my little sister died when I was 10 years old. She was hit by a car. Or, you know, my mother died of cancer. You know, unexplainable events have happened in these people's lives that they don't, you know, that they don't want to attribute, so they gave up on God.
They gave up on God.
Gave up on God. This is what's happened to most people. No, nobody's born an atheist. I've never met someone who told me, I've born an atheist, I believed in it, I've been an atheist all my life. Doesn't happen like that. Something happens along the way to make them so angry at God that they give up on him.
Yeah.
And the greatest way to give up on him is to deny him.
And that's what usually happens. Something tragic happened in a person's life, and they don't get the answers, the proper answers.
Yes.
Which in the last and final revelation to mankind, that we recommend that everyone pick up this book and read, because the author is God Almighty.
God Almighty.
And he explains why certain things happen to us. He explains all the different tests and trials that we're going through, what the purpose of life. Now, when you don't find these answers, then usually, or if you're looking in the wrong place, you usually give up. That's what a lot of people are done.
Absolutely.
Now, I like to tell people that they can do a simple test. They can actually sit wherever they're at, if they're at a desk right now, if they're in their living room, and just look at the little things around them. For instance, I got a pen, I got the cup, I got the Dean Show cup, I got the, you know, table, you got your jacket, you got your sweater, you got your hat. All these things, someone designed it, someone made it, someone put it together.
That's right.
The shoes to serve a purpose, to protect our feet when we walk. The pen to write with has a purpose. The socks that go on your feet, the hat that you wear, everything has a purpose, and it's been made by somebody who made it for a purpose to serve us. But this body that is so detailed, the cell, the eye, the human camera.
Yeah, everything we take for granted. I mean, all these things. I mean, somebody take this, why does that do that? Gravity.
Yeah.
Without gravity, what happens? Life is not existent. We don't exist without this one little thing we take for granted every day. Who can do something like this? Who can create something like this, you know? These things don't happen by chance. These things don't come just per chance.
It's not possible. Just like if you, and really it goes back down to just plain logic. If you see the tallest, one of the tallest buildings, we're here in Chicago, and you see the Cirrus Tower. Now, if you were taking somebody sightseeing and you showed them the Cirrus Tower and they said, wow, I wonder who designed this.
He said nobody.
He said nobody.
It just
grew that tall and it just popped up.
It's just there.
You'd be like, you fool. What are you talking about?
You think they put you in a mental hospital.
You think you're joking. But these are the logical things. Why, when it comes down to something so great like this universe and us, that somebody just denies the creator behind this? And you see a beautiful painting, and there's got to be somebody who painted it. A chef with some food. You don't question that nobody prepared that meal. So it really comes down to just logic. It's just simple common sense.
That's it. It's first thing. If you were walking through the desert and found a watch, you would be like, who left this watch here? Who put it here? You know? Yes. You would not think like, this watch is just here, just showed up. You know, all these things that we take for granted, you know. Like one atheist tried to tell me, you know, I had a dialogue one time with an atheist and a 5 percenter who, you know, they deny the existence of God. They think, you know, some essence within
Who's
them.
That?
5 percenters.
5 percenter. Never heard of them.
It would be a very long topic. Maybe we can get into that in another show. But they basically, you know, were like, everything is self-existent.
Yeah.
You know, everything is exists in and of itself. I told him, I said, hold your breath. If you're self-existent, hold your breath. Don't eat. Don't drink. Don't sleep.
Doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
No.
All these things are put in a perfect order. You have to eat, you have to drink, you have to sleep, you have to breathe. You have to have the sun radiate. You have to have the same things, the chlorophyll that the plants need to exist. The only way that this chlorophyll reaches us is because of the way that the layers of the heavens are created. I mean, you know, one of these things, one small minute thing out of place, life does not exist.
We're going to continue on with just some logical proofs, and this destroys all the other falsehood and everything else that just is irrational. This is very logical. We're going to continue on using our intellect, which people deny that someone has given us this, and we attribute it to the creator of the heavens and earth. So we're going to come back on the Dean Show. Sit tight. We'll be right back.
Check this out.
Assalamu alaikum. Peace be upon you. You're watching the Dean Show. And this is the portion of the show we call the mailbag. This is where we go through the mail and see the questions and comments that we've had from you guys, and take calls at that time too. But right now, I want to address some of the questions that are coming to us from some atheists talking to us about, is there really any proof for what you're saying, and how come you don't believe in evolution? Well, that's a good question. First and foremost, as always, I say thank you for asking me about my religion. Then I mention that we have the truth and the proof. We can't lie or we'll go to hell forever. And certainly we have the authentic Quran in the original recitation, Arabic language. So that's there for us. Let us deal now with this question. Why we don't believe in evolution? It's the Muslims, okay, who are the only ones on the planet where our religion is telling us that there is creation, and yet there is a form of evolution at the same time. And it's never been changed. This is not an apologetic. This was offered 1,400 years ago, long before Darwin was even a little small monkey. And but seriously, it tells us in the Quran that Allah is Al-Khalik. He says, خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ Fi asani taqwim. He said that he is the creator that created the human beings in the best of form. But then he also said that he is al-bari, and al-bari means the one who shapes or evolves things from one state to another. So Allah is al-khaliq and Allah is al-bari. So that's the solution to the problem. If you're worried about it, now put your mind at ease. If there really is any form of evolution, it was already discussed in the Quran 1,400 years ago. And as far as creation, and we know that exists, that was the same. There really isn't any evidence, by the way, in science to produce an example of real evolution of a species changing over to a totally different species. No such thing as a skunk becoming a giraffe, no such thing as an alligator becoming a snake, and no such thing as a human being becoming a monkey or the other way around. And we'll refer you now to a website so that you can go check all this out for yourself. Go to scienceislam.com. Two words, but put together as one. Scienceislam.com. Check it out for yourself. Let us know what you think. We're going to return you back to the program in progress. You're watching The Dean Show.
Welcome back to The Dean Show. We're talking to the atheists, having a dialogue, and we're giving some logical points. Really, just common sense. You don't look at a Mercedes-Benz or a Rolex watch and you don't think that, you know what, there's not somebody who spent time designing this, someone who orchestrated this, who manipulated this and put this together. But the universe, with all the billions of billions of galaxies, and then we come down to everything that's actually subservient to us, like the plants and the animals and the food, that the oil, everything's been put in this earth for us. So you're going to, you know, some of these just simple things, you deny.
Yeah.
You just use a little bit of thinking. You don't have to look too far.
No, you don't have to look very far to find it. Even God says in the Quran, the final revelation of mankind, if you want evidence of my existence, look inside yourself. Look inside yourself. That should be more than sufficient evidence to realize that I am the creator.
The Quran really doesn't, because we've, not too many people in the past, I think now we're, because the majority of people, even though they have the wrong conception of God, they testify that there is a God.
Yes.
But they have, I'm sorry, the wrong concept of God. Yeah. They turn him into a man, into a stone, into a stick. They pray to idols. But Islam comes to clear all this up. But the majority of people actually testify that there is a God.
Yeah, the majority, yes.
Yeah. So how does somebody get out of this dilemma now? Because at the end, what do you really got to live for? You know, you might live for your wife or your children, but they're actually going to be gone. And now, what is the meaning of life, actually, if you don't believe in that higher power? How do you talk to someone and persuade them logically to get out of this and to move forward?
Well, you have to bring them the understanding first that there is a creator, you know, because once you realize that all of this is not here perchance, it has a purpose, then you understand that that purpose is not just, like, God did not just place us on this earth to live for 5, 10, 15, 20, 50, 100 years, and then we go into non-existence. You know, God put us on this earth for a purpose, and this is just the beginning of the game. You know, and we have to understand that most major religions believe in the afterlife. Almost all religions believe in some form of the afterlife. Almost everything believes in some other form of the afterlife. In whatever way you believe in it, that there is going to have something here, and what you do here is going to play some consequence on that. Just like in this world, what you do now, like what I do now, if I go commit a crime, I'm going to be punished for that. I'm going to have to pay that consequence. The same here with this little bit of span of life that we live in the next life, is going to be based on how we live this one. You know, so we have to find our purpose, which our purpose is that we were put on this earth to worship the one creator in everything that we do, and that in doing so, we would have a happy life in the next life, which would be forever in paradise. And if we don't, then we would not have a very happy next life, which would be forever in hell.
And you know what? That makes sense. Because as you pointed out, that what you do now, what you sow is what you reap.
We'll be right back. Check this out.
Assalamu alaikum. Peace be upon you. You're watching The Dean Show. This is The Mailbag. I'm Yusuf Estes, and we got a good question right here. I want to jump right to it right away. They're asking the question, is there proof that God really exists? And how can I explain it to somebody that's an atheist? Well, first of all, remember, always say thank you for asking me about my religion. Refer to the fact that we always tell the truth. We have to or we go to hell. And we base what we say on the evidences from the Quran, which is preserved in Arabic language, 1400 years, and the teachings of Muhammad. Understand that this is the basis of how we're going to give the answer. Next. And when you begin to talk to the person about this, remember that you don't guide people. It's Allah that guides, not you. And you can use our website to back up what you're saying. We have a number of websites out there. You can go to Search for Islam and type in the keyword, and it will help you find what you're looking for. But in this case, I'll tell you which one of our sites will give you the exact answer for this. It's called scienceislam.com. Scienceislam.com. Because they want to know what's the proof of God. And that's one of the questions, the first question right there. Who is the God that we're talking about? Because often people confuse what we believe with what other religions believe. It's totally different in Islam. We believe that God is not the creation, not a part of the creation, doesn't need the creation, does not have this interaction with the creation where he's dependent in any way on this creation. However, the creation depends on him 100%. When you really understand the monotheism of Islam and compare it to anything else, you'll find it's quite unique. Go to the website there and check it out for yourself and understand that the miracles that we have around us were mentioned in the Quran 1400 years ago. Things that people couldn't have known about. Many of the other things that we have in common sense and logic, the answers that even science today is stumped. They can't answer the questions. They're found in Islam 1400 years ago. Find out what 9 different scientists said themselves after finding out this information. Those that took the time to read, study, and understand in the Arabic language what the Quran was teaching. And see what they said. We have 9 videos on the website there. Check it out for yourself and see. Okay, we're going to return you back to the program now. You're watching The Dean Show.
What you sow is what you reap. So what you invest today is going to be the outcome tomorrow. So that's why the necessary next life plays a factor.
Yes.
Otherwise, what's the purpose? Now you can rob, steal, do whatever, and if there's no accountability.
That's it.
No. So when you know that there is a creator, that you will be held accountable, it puts you in check. And it's just a logical belief.
Absolutely.
And Islam provides all the evidence that we need to not just blindly believe, but believe with enough evidence to strengthen us to move forward.
Absolutely.
Tell us that verse. There's one beautiful verse in the Quran that just blows away the argument, and where God says, "Did you create your? Were you created from nothing, or did you create yourselves?"
Yeah, yeah. Did you come from nothing, or are you yourselves your creator? You know, it's a rhetorical question. You know, like, how did you get here? Did you create all of this, or am I the creator? You know, like it goes on even from that. You know, and it's in chapter 56 where God says, "Look at the fire that you kindle. Who created the wood? Did you create the wood, or am I the creator? Look at the rain that comes down from the heavens. Do you bring it down, or is I the one that bring it down? If I had wished, I would have made it salty so that you couldn't even drink it." You know, so there's one chapter in the Quran that Allah goes, Allah, the true God, goes over and over reminding us of these things that we derive benefit from, and then asks us, "Did you do this by yourself, or am I the one that does it?" And at the end of that, he says, "Then you should submit to me and me alone." This is the whole purpose
of
the point.
Not to your desires, not to the dollar, not to materialism, not to a man or a monkey, but to God, the creator of the heavens and earth alone.
Alone.
And that's the whole message of Islam, which means surrender and submission to the creator of the heavens and the earth. I'd like to thank you for being with us again on the Dean Show.
Always a pleasure.
Always.
Always a pleasure.
And I'd like to thank everybody that has been tuning in since day one. I'd like to send a special thanks to, also, we've made some adjustments on the website where you can go on there and continue doing your research, looking into the question and answer section. And for that person that doesn't believe in God, and now it has struck him to think a little more, and he wants answers to what's the purpose of life. He wants to know why he's been created. Where do I go from here? Islam answers all these questions logically and with the evidence. So we made some adjustments on the website. I'd like to thank my brother, Abdul Wahid from England, who's really helped me out a lot. I'd like to thank you, brother, Jazakallah Haider, for all your assistance and help. You can check out his site, IslamicTube.net. He's got a lot of information on there also. And everybody that continues to support us, continue to tell all your friends and families about the show. And we'll see you again, God willing, every week on the Dean Show. Assalamu alaikum, peace be unto you.